I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, your guess is as good as mine. Now, coming up here in just a couple minutes, Miles will get a contestant now, 206-421-ROCK. But first time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jumping into the birthdays, guys. Ola Bacholos, 21 years ago today, my daughter Samantha was born. We're taking her to Las Vegas this weekend.
Oh.
So I would love a Wendy Williams burp fart, a couple of gets from Steve, and Coach Ted giving her advice on how to handle Vegas. Thank you, guys. That from Karen. P.S. If you don't read this, I'll speak to your manager. That Karen.
Yeah.
Dick. Coach Ted not with us today. He's working with the pitching staff trying to teach them how to throw the ball 10 feet to home plate.
Yeah.
So he is working on those guys. It's my husband Greg's 30th birthday. Can he get a big old bong rip and the dirty German sending him off into his new decade? Thanks for all the laughs, guys. That from Sarah.
Y'all, tonight for your birthday, as we send you off to the new decade, I should give you some new cooking skills. Tonight, we will learn to make the German cream pie.
Guys, happy to a great guy I know, Sergeant. I hope you have an awesome birthday today and even a better night. Gonna get an original fish sandwich, please.
Yeah. Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Gentlemen, want to wish my buddy Matt a happy birthday. Could you please give me your penis is too small and the dirty German talking about his new job working on buses. That from his little buddy Whiskers.
Yeah, I want to introduce you to my big buddy, also named Whiskers. Yeah, the one thing about the bus, I always like to enter from the back.
You don't have to do that anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, it's his choice.
Okay. Bacholos wanting a birthday shout-out to the lovely, incredibly witty Danielle. Can she get a, your penis is too small? Thanks again, guys. That from Ryan. Shout out for my 28th. I love your radio station. My name is Doug. Could we give him a fish sandwich montage, please?
Can I get a filet
of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, Bacholos, please wish my boyfriend Fred, a.k.a. Ferd, a happy 38th birthday. Give him a huge bong rip and a dirty German talking about his Hot Wheels collection. And your penis is too small at the end. That from Monique and the two furry gingers with lots of love.
Yeah, I like this nickname they have, Ferd. It rhymes with, takes the first letter of something I like to do and something that happens when I'm done. And our very own Mike Hawk also has two fuzzy little gingers for you.
Yes. Guys, today's my husband Nick's 39th birthday. Can he get some turtle sex? And I can't remember what other one he likes, so let's just make it a fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That from Leslie in Sumner.
Can
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Well, Joel, today's my husband Josh's birthday. He turns 42 years old today. His two kids, Annabelle and Wyatt, are wanting you to give him some dirty German talk about how old he is. We love and appreciate you so much, babe. Love you 3,000. That from the Valdez family.
Yeah, you turn the age 42. This is when we hope you are super limber, because you would need your wife to assist you in the 42 position. You might have to break one of your kneecaps, but it is worth it.
Hey, guys, today is my husband of 20 years, Everett's birthday. Please play him a big old Leroy Jenkins, as my maiden name is Jenkins. And could the dirty German talk about what my mechanic husband can look forward to tonight when he gets home from work? Thanks, guys, from the wife, Marlena.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, what you do for a living, people call you the grease monkey. But tonight, I believe, with your wife, Marlena, you will have your monkey greased.
Hello, Pajolas. Today is my girlfriend's dad, Dean's 56th birthday. Can you please give him some turtle wax? Oh, God. And Coach Ted telling him to get his butt in shape for our Mount Adams climb in August. He's not here to do that, but happy birthday anyway, Dean. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Double extra email, thank you there, Wobbin. Subject, 80s metal. Listening to a big dummy on the Odyssey app podcast and dying at the flame job you're laying down. In 2015, I won tickets to two shows in a week y'all couldn't sell tickets to. One was Rise Against, which was better than I hoped. The second was Enough's Enough, L.A. Guns, Jack Russell's Great White, and Quiet Riot. I was not mad about Chips Enough and Company or Tracy Guns. Great White was great, and I'd see them again, especially after Jack got pissed and went on a rant about Quiet Riot cutting their set short. Quality entertainment there. Let's see here. The greatest thing was Quiet Riot, though. Because the new lead singer was off key, off time, and forgot the words to mental health. I believe that was mental health.
Yeah.
And come on, feel the noise. Mean about 33% of the other people then walked out. Rock on, bitches. That from your friendly IT guy, a.k.a. the High Plains Drifter. P.S. For the love of God, Odyssey, buy a station in Eastern Washington so I can listen live. Also, the shows over here blow more than the winds in Ellensburg.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and guys, it's Josh. Been a while since I emailed. Been listening to you guys since 2006. Just want to say how much I appreciate you doing what you do. I was a victim of a house fire last Friday here in Tacoma. Place next door was set alight by either crackheads or some crazy arson. My place got hit with the heat, and it burned up that side of the home and my attic. So there's now holes in the roof, and the ceiling collapsed. Just tons of fun. I'm up at a not-all-depressing extended stay America while insurance does its thing. Listening to you guys on the podcast all day and every day helps keep me laughing. So shout-out to my wonderful girlfriend, Charlie, for being so awesome through all this. You guys rock, and I hope to run into you someday to spring for a round of beers. As a thank you guys for all the laughs. And one more. Subject years ago. Fellas, I ran across this old picture of my now girlfriend and I from way back in 2013. The night I had my first Men's Room Original Red at Ferrelli's in Tacoma. Ferrelli's got great pizza.
Yes, they do.
I sent it to you back with a cheers and thanks for the laughs. At the time, she was just a friend and my crush above all others. We had some good times and bad through the years, but I always loved her. Well, all the chasing paid off finally. And her and I have been in a serious relationship for almost a year. The next picture I sent is now how we hit it up recently at a comedy club for the first time since the pandemic started. Anyway, I just wanted to share you guys a positive story. You guys keep me sane. Thanks, Josh.
Actually, you know what's irritating about you sending those pictures? And I mean this honestly. So the first one is from 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a picture. Then you click on the recent one. And they both look roughly the same.
Yeah.
Like, I look at myself 8 years ago, like, bad things apparently have happened to me that I don't
actually
know
look like you grew hair, Josh, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely has not happened on my side.
Time for a little. Your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories, and you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
I hate to say it. You know he's an idiot just based on our experience. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Mike, welcome to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Mike, here you go. Your two categories today are the top 10 most fun states to visit. We all define fun a little bit differently, and hopefully the place in which we live caters to our personal ideas of what we like, but that's not always the case, so people drive or go other places. And while Americans, they say, were limited in their recreation opportunities during COVID, with this vaccine stuff, things are starting to recover a little bit. So with pure enjoyment in mind, Wallet Hub compared the 50 states across 26 key indicators of a jolly good time that will not break the bank. They range from movie costs to accessibility to national parks, to casinos per capita. So we have the top 10 most fun states to visit in America. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have your top 10 favorite breakfast cereals of all times. So, Mike, do you want to go breakfast cereals or the 10 most fun states to visit?
Let's go with the states.
The states it is. Okay, again, movie cost, accessibility to national parks, and casinos per capita. That is the criteria. Everybody got a score. There are 50 states. Mike, I'm going to throw you a bone here. These were the last 10. So take these off your list. West Virginia, Mississippi, Delaware, Arkansas, Rhode Island, Vermont, Alabama, Kentucky, Connecticut, Kansas, and Maine. None of those are even close.
Quick side note. In the last couple of weeks, months, what I've discovered, and I never knew this before we started doing it, Rhode Island, apparently, incredibly unpopular to everyone, including the people in Rhode Island.
Yeah. So what do you think here? What is your, what's your first guess on the most fun states to visit in America?
Let's start with California.
California is number one on the list. They rank number one in entertainment and recreation and national parks. They rank number five in nightlife.
But let's all be honest. They're talking San Francisco South.
Yeah.
Right, once you get north of San Fran, people are like,
Lake
it
Tahoe.
Is terrifying.
Lake Tahoe's not too bad, but it's more east of San Francisco.
Right.
All right, Mike, what's your next guess?
Let's go south. We're going to go Texas.
You want to go Texas? Number eight on the list. Texas scores middle of the pack for entertainment and recreation and middle of the pack for nightlife, but they still do pretty well. Total score of 47%.
And thank you for saying Texas correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you thinking next?
Good old Colorado.
Colorado's number six on the list. We know where that entertainment comes from.
You don't have to leave home.
In entertainment and recreation, you got to remember that all the 14ers are down there.
Mm-hmm.
Nightlife is 13%. All right, you're 3 for 3 for so far. California, Colorado, Texas, all correct.
Well, if we're talking national parks, I'm thinking Wyoming would be on there.
Wyoming comes in at 34 on the list. They come in 45th in nightlife. Who would have thought that there's nothing to do at night in Wyoming? And 31st in entertainment and recreation.
Oh, then there's plenty to do at night, just not organized activities.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I would guess Florida. One, everyone down there is high, so they don't care what they're doing. But between, like, Daytona, all the beaches, the
Orlando,
amusement parks.
Orlando, Disney World, SeaWorld, Busch Gardens.
Let's go Florida.
Let's go number two. They are number two in entertainment and recreation. They are number eight in nightlife. So behind California, they really are the closest state. The rest of the eight, they're okay. The numbers just don't, they're not as high
right.
as those two states.
Right.
I'm thinking New York has to be on the list, possibly Nevada, just because of how big
Nevada.
Their nightlife is.
Right. Because if you say Nevada,
yeah,
people think
Nevada.
Vegas.
You want to go Nevada?
Nevada.
Number three? Number one in nightlife. That's where they pop up.
Sure, of course.
They're the number one place to go if you enjoy nightlife. Number four on entertainment
again,
recreation.
Vegas.
Yeah.
The rest of the state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
There's Reno.
Well, there's Carson
again.
City. Entertainment. Depending on your version of entertainment.
Yeah, sure. Reno's very entertaining, depending on what you find to be entertaining.
Okay. All right, let's see. So far you got one strike against you, Mike. And you've got five out of the 10 most fun states to visit in America so far.
All right, let's see if New York's on the list.
New York is on the list. It's number four. It does real well. It comes in number third in entertainment recreation and number four in nightlife. So that's pretty high on the list. All right, so far you're correct with California, Florida, Nevada, New York, Colorado, and Texas.
Couple of suggestions from the listeners. They have Hawaii, Louisiana, and Massachusetts.
Oh, Hawaii, yeah. I hadn't thought of Hawaii. Let's go there.
You know what? They do really poorly. They're
really?
20th. They are basically they're 16th for entertainment and recreation. The problem with Hawaii, believe it or not, they shut down. So 37 as far
right,
as nightlife
right.
is concerned.
Okay.
They have zero nightlife, so that kind of fed into that. Okay. Got two strikes against you. And you're...
I hear a lot about Arizona. What do you think about Arizona?
Man, I don't know. Like, Miles golfs. People that golf love Arizona. The weather's great, but I don't know anything about the nightlife in Phoenix. I know the food is great.
Scottsdale probably has more nightlife than any place else around that area. And then there's a couple colleges.
All right, let's go for it. Final answer.
Arizona? Arizona's 16th on the list. They are 12th in entertainment recreation and 24th in nightlife, I believe, because they only have a couple places to do that. So, Mike.
I always hated geography.
Well, you know what? I mean, this is more about fun, but you got California right, Florida, Nevada, New York, Colorado, and Texas. Number 10 on the list, and this just blew my mind, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Pennsylvania's on the list, believe it or not.
You know what? Okay.
Hershey Park.
Right, you have places like Hershey Park. You have the
Erie
Dutch
with
Wonderland, which is not fun, but Pittsburgh and Philly both have it going on as far as nightlife.
The Poconos as far as places to visit.
If you're young, want to have sex in a champagne glass-shaped jacuzzi, and who doesn't?
And a heart-shaped bed.
I like Massachusetts. Is that on the list? Isn't
it? Massachusetts is not in the top 10. They come in at number 23 on the list. Number 9 on the list, believe it or not, is Minnesota.
Really?
They come in at number 9.
Wow.
Just so you know, Illinois, because of Chicago's number 5, their nightlife is real high. It's number 3.
Does that put Wisconsin on the list?
Wisconsin is not on the list. The last remaining state is the state of Washington.
All
with
right.
7 for entertainment and recreation, 13 for nightlife. Again, 10 through 1, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Texas, Washington, Colorado, Illinois at 5, New York, Nevada at 3, Florida 2, and California at number 1. There you go on. Your guess is as good as mine. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink, we'll toast with a shot a day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. The first quick checkout with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Yes, police in Vermont are on the lookout for a couple that stole a DVD player from a drugstore. They plan to make like $20.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay.
Just reading that story, or rather that headline, I'm thinking, are they just looking for him out of principle at this point? It's a DVD player, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been like in the middle of nowhere where cell phone reception wasn't that good and stayed in a lodge.
Right.
Like when you went to the front desk, they had like, you know, 50 DVDs.
Yeah.
And take one back, you know what I mean? With that? I think that was the last time I used one of those.
Why is it all movies that you've never heard of, though, before?
Because people steal the ones that are
gone, probably. Exactly. There's a town in Florida that accidentally sold its water tower.
How do you accidentally sell your... And who do they sell it to?
That's kind of what I'm wondering, but I didn't care enough to read into it. I just... Yeah. Someone stole a gnome from a cafe in Scotland and held it at ransom. The cafe then refused to negotiate and bought another gnome.
Okay.
Did you hear what they were asking?
Oh, I did, but I forgot. That's right. They want a free cheesecake.
Yeah.
But from the place?
Yeah.
They don't want money. They're like, look, we have your gnome. We will return the gnome for a free cheesecake. Our cheesecake. And they were like, we're going to buy another gnome.
Right. Mm-hmm. We don't negotiate with gnome nappers. And they just went and got another
gnome nappers.
Know what I'm saying?
That's what they called them, man. Know what I'm saying. A video went viral on TikTok of a man trying to sell his wife's wedding dress by modeling it for a potential buyer.
How do you look?
I did not want to see that. I didn't take a look at it.
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as it still fits him.
Right. Well, the thing is that he reaches out, he puts it up on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, and whoever is the potential buyer says, hey, do you have any photos of it actually on somebody so we can see what it looks like when it's actually hanging off of a person, not a hanger? It's like,
I get this.
Okay, so he put it on.
I get this. I get that special day and all that stuff, but it's just one of those things that you just, you move around with, you keep a hold of it.
Right.
But there's no real... there's no real practical reason to do that.
It's kind of like a yearbook.
I mean, you're never going to really wear it again.
Bigger.
I mean, maybe you want to do that thing where, like, look, I can get into my wedding dress again. Well, that's great.
No, you can't.
But most people, like, vacuum pack them up or whatever they do. And
stuff, ours is like in a coffin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like this box that has, like, I don't know, some kind of cellophane kind of thing. So.
Right. When is the last time that it has seen the light of day? Mm-hmm.
It hasn't. It sits under the bed, but it's weird when you pull it out because the box looks like a coffin. And then when you kind of look through the one see-through part, it's just like you can't see their feet or heads, but you feel like there's a dead goddamn body under
the bed. Because the way they lay it in there. You know, and not only that, but I mean, like, some people will take, like, their grandmother's wedding ring.
Sure.
And somebody might want that or something like that. But I really don't believe practically that you're going to have a daughter that 25 years later, or however long it is, from the time of your wedding to the time that she's going to get married, that they want that dress.
Right.
That it's even close to any style that they like. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, I just think it's a million to one shot that that happens.
I feel like that was a thing a while ago. You know, girls wearing their grandmother's dress, their mother's dress, whatever it was.
And you know what? If they want, great. I just don't know that that's really happening.
Right. Well, and then the styles change so much over time, and the colors change so much over time as far as what's popular and what people are wanting this time around, and it just...
I mean, even if I've owned a tux, I would never be like, that's a tux I got married in. I'm going to just put it in a box. You know what I mean? Like, no.
I mean, if I did, I'd be like, hey, dude, if you want to save a couple bucks, you want to wear mine?
Right.
I don't care.
Right. I'm always like looking for that little bag. Like, do I have all of the button things and cufflinks to return to Men's Warehouse?
An unruly passenger on a Delta flight caused it to be diverted, and it was determined that it was actually an off-duty flight attendant.
Was Kevin the meltdown.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, they said they, grabbed the intercom system, like, telling people to get back in their seats, and the oxygen masks are going to deploy, blah, blah, blah. It's like, right, dude, you work for the airline. I mean, look, anyone that's an adult should know better.
Right.
But in this country, we let people do stupid. But you work for the airline.
Right.
You know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
You know,
unless you can even call out one of your coworkers. You know, that's Sean who's actually working the drive on this one, so I can go up there and grab the intercom and nobody really cares. That's maybe the only way that this flies. But I can't believe that all Delta flight attendants know each other.
I mean, I've wanted to do that.
Sure.
They're walking through Target. You know, there's like that phone that's just kind of there and everybody hears it.
Be like that guy on TikTok that grabs and farts into it and then puts it back up before it leaves.
Yeah, just something dumb like that. Actually, when I worked at Chi-Chi's, at the hostess desk, they had the intercom because before everything vibrated and all that,
sure.
You grab the intercom, so-and-so party, whatever. So, chicks up there blowing up balloons with helium because, you know, we deal with kids and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So I sucked down all this helium, grabbed the intercom, and start singing It's a Small World After All. But my voice is in a higher register. And the freaking regional manager was there that day. I did not know. And as I'm doing this, right, I remember I'm singing into it. The hostess is laughing. I'm kind of chuckling. And this dude, I recognize him. He'd been there a few times. There he is. His name was Gale. He was a douchebag, but dude shows up. So after he gives me this wrath for not being professional and blah, 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 and I point and say, man, look in the dining room. People are laughing. Like, why do you care? He's so freaking uptight. But anyway, I got suspended that day.
So I can go home now. Jesus. Okay. I'll go home.
I mean, I got maybe. I was like, it's a small world. Hey, Gale. And as he's admonishing me, you know, I'm like, sorry.
Apologies. Not his joke, but still good. A man in Sydney whose home is beneath a path of a landing aircraft painted, quote, "Welcome to Perth" on his roof.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Which is about 2,000 miles in the wrong direction.
Just to confuse everyone who's flying in.
Exactly. I like that move, man. I don't care. Everybody do it. I don't care if it's not your joke. Do it.
Yeah, even if it's Seattle, man, welcome to, I don't know, San Francisco.
Exactly.
Matter.
You could even say welcome to Everett or something like that. Just screw with people a little bit.
So that way they panic until they land. And actually, Saturday, we went down to Elysian and direct flight path, and the planes are real close. And I tapped Castle and said, man, my lifelong dream, and yeah, this is sad, is to paint a giant penis on the bottom of these planes.
Hell yeah.
Because when they're going over top, you know, when you look up, man, it's right there. I just think that would be spectacular.
You probably wouldn't notice, maybe. I guess I do it.
You would notice a giant penis, dude? Come on.
Man, I know what I'm saying. The people who are working on the tarmac or whatever, maybe they
would. You hope they would.
You've got to find a way to sneak on there and mark it to where nobody working the tarmac, you know, even if it has to be like a dotted out line. So if you're up there close and personal, you don't quite make it out. But then you can just look up in the sky every time a plane goes by and just, that's fine.
I'm looking at it like this. I realize that's kind of impossible, so I need some inside help.
Right.
I need the people on the tarmac.
What better city to get some inside help?
Hey, look, when you find the penis, you know it's me.
It's going to be harmless. We're not going to do anything other than paint a giant penis
just
on the
bottom. Penis. So when it flies close to the ground, you know it's a male airplane.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No.
It's a penis. It's immature, it's stupid, but for whatever reason, it brings me an immense amount of
joy. We're going to make national news because somebody's going to say, there's a giant penis flying into LaGuardia. One in four people say they can cook less than four meals by memory. We covered that a little bit earlier.
I believe them.
But again, it goes back to that argument of, are you cooking a recipe or are you heating food up? Because I jokingly put up my grilled cheese, quote-unquote, recipe, but then all of a sudden everybody just started throwing out all their grilled cheese recipes of throwing mayonnaise, well, using the Parmesan.
It's different than the standard grilled cheese, and yeah, it's your own special thing.
Sure.
It's cooking, it's just one of the easiest things to cook.
Right.
But because it's one of the easiest things, that's why the response we got, like, dude, try it this way, this
exactly.
way, this way.
So it's macaroni and cheese. It's cheese, it's macaroni.
Right.
It just depends. Maybe you bake it, maybe you boil it. Maybe
and you know what,
do
Ryan
you make
Castle?
A roux?
Make
a roux. The roux goes a long way, man.
Ben, yeah, probably.
Ben hit me to that. I've never eaten such rich, dense macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. What?
He makes a roux, so instead of just melting cheese onto the pasta.
All right.
Butter and flour.
Yeah, butter and flour. Then he adds a bunch of cheese to that. Then tosses all of the pasta in that. Dumps it in whatever pan you're going to bake it in. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then covers that with cheese. It was un-freaking believable, yeah.
And I will say this, Ryan Castle. Yes, it might just be me heating my food up, but you can heat it up too much or not enough. So therefore, I am cooking because I'm doing it to the right level.
By the way, someone just texted in. It says, when I worked at SeaTac, someone did draw a little penis on the water plane.
All right. There we go. We're working it.
Yeah, maybe it's a float plane. Because they're not in the water looking up under that all the time.
All the fish are like, I love this plane.
Look at this one coming in. A woman in Michigan had to be rescued after getting stuck in a folding chair making a fetish video.
Do you understand what she does? She does TikTok videos, or maybe it's OnlyFans.
I think it's OnlyFans, yeah.
But either way, her idea is like she'll go and stick her leg in, you know, it's like fence slats that are iron or whatever and get stuck, and then she has to oil her legs to pull herself out, and people love this.
The sticky fetish.
Problem is, she tried to get into a chair, like a folding chair, and she really could not get out.
Her followers had to be loving that. Like, how do you cut camera on that?
So they had hot. They didn't get the jaws of life. They brought the jaws of life into her apartment to cut her out of this chair.
I'm saying she should have been live streaming that whole thing. Like, guys, if you wanted a stuck video, here we are.
Because now there's other people involved.
Right. I'm legitimately, I can't get out of this, so get your money's worth while you can.
Yep.
A new survey found only 38% of Americans know which state the Grand Canyon is in. We covered this a little bit earlier, and only 32% of people know where Niagara Falls is. I would have had a little bit more difficulty with Niagara Falls, but I would have been able to work it out just because I've never been over there. I've never been over to the actual park and gone and seen it, but still, I can work it out.
I cut slack on Niagara Falls. But when you guess Iceland, that's the problem. Like, you're not even in the right country, man.
It is something we have.
Right.
And not to mention the Grand Canyon. If you said New Mexico instead of Arizona,
I'll catch a slack.
I'll
say this.
It's in the middle of the doggone desert.
When you're there and you look at Niagara Falls, despite everything else around it, just think everything around it is just the cheesiest tourist stuff.
It absolutely
sure.
is.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. All those
things, that stuff, right.
All the crazy stuff.
Selling barrels to,
just tourist knickknacks and all that stuff
that
they sell, t-shirts and crap. But when you go over the edge and you look down, you're like, man, this is insane. Snoqualmie Falls is 100 feet
taller.
No kidding.
It's not obviously as grand.
Sure.
You know, there's not two sides to it. But
that's
the
higher falls.
Yeah,
for sure.
When you think about that, Snoqualmie, that's, you know,
how come we're not getting any kind of notoriety?
That's what I'm saying.
And the hell?
Because you haven't built 8,000 horrible tours. The nice thing about Snoqualmie Falls, it does become an adventure for you to go. You can hike to the falls. When you go to Niagara Falls, it's, let me take your money. Here, buy some fly. By the way, do you know the tallest or highest falls on Earth? I asked this on Big Dummy probably 10 years ago. For whatever reason, I remember.
I do not.
Tallest falls.
Is it like in Yellowstone or something?
It is not. It's in Venezuela, and it's called Angel Falls.
Oh, Angel Falls.
I don't remember how tall it is, but apparently that's the biggest drop.
What's the one in Eastern Washington, where the guy went over to the thing in a kayak? And it's just amazing. It's like out in the middle of the desert.
Eastern Washington.
And it's just like, I mean, it's crazy.
It's not Vantage, is it? Like right there at the canyon?
I don't know. It's one of those things where every time I see a picture, I'm like, I got to go there and check that out. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember.
It looks like Mars, basically.
We took our trip to Spokane. I remember that we stopped at the True Gorge that was sitting there. We took a look down there. That was fun.
So I need to go to Snoqualmie Falls.
Yeah, man.
I have not been, believe it or not.
No kidding.
I honestly got. And I feel stupid because every single time I hear about it, see it, anything, I'm like, that looks amazing. So let me not end up going.
Went for the first time a couple years ago. So yeah, it's worth it. It's okay. A fun little hike. It's not too difficult. It's fun. You can even park right up there.
I think it's Palouse Falls is the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, there you
Palouse,
go.
Palouse. Yeah,
sure, we'll
Palouse
get the text.
Is on fire.
A study found that having a song stuck in your head messes with your sleep.
Really?
So apparently, kind of that earworm thing that goes on.
Yeah.
It keeps triggering your brain, so you
can't just relax.
Exactly. So it'll start screwing with your sleep.
It's like a skipping CD.
Yes.
And you know which one it is every single time when we get done with this show.
What is it?
It's whenever someone picks interior decorating.
You're just singing in the butt.
Oh, dude, no, seriously.
For an hour.
We go to break, we go out and grab a smoke, and we realize we are both singing. And every single time.
It's the one that gets me every time.
Wow, I forget about that song almost instantly after it's done.
No, I do not, man.
There are times when I can't remember which category we had, so I have to push the button.
Oh, yeah, we end up singing it. He's right. For about an hour, it gets stuck in. By the way, it is Palouse Falls.
It is Palouse.
There it is. We try not to be too judgmental, but what's something stupid that you secretly judge other people for? This comes to us from BuzzFeed, and I have the top 10 things that we secretly judge people for. So how about you guys? What would you put on that particular list?
That's hard. There's obvious stuff like concert T-shirts.
Okay.
You know, you're going to read someone else's band, and it's unfair, but you make this entire assessment of who you think they are.
Right. So let me just give you an example here for number 10. When you put your turn signal on and someone in the next lane speeds up to block you from merging.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah.
Because that's sort
that's
of
not
thing.
Being that's, judgmental. No, that's just you being an a-hole.
Right.
And we recognize
But you're going to judge that guy for it.
Yes,
he's now officially an a-hole. He's
that's
a bad
true,
driver.
I think people who drive fast in the fast lane.
Absolutely.
That's
And then give me the stink eye when I go out and around him. No, yeah. Screw you, dude. You're doing 55. Get the hell over.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we secretly judge people for, number 9. When someone says, quote, I don't like animals. Not wanting a pet is fine, but not liking animals in general is different.
Yeah, that's weird.
As I said, I don't like music.
I'm fascinated by animals. I mean, every time I see one, I'm like, oh, look at you.
Right.
And I talk to them like, you know what the hell's going on. I saw a big old scrangly coyote yesterday, right? I'm like, God, you look like S. I'm not talking to him.
Then you bet him.
He's all mangy and he's looking. I'm like, golly, man, get your crap together.
Tried to adopt myself, him, didn't you?
I'm talking to a coyote, like, and I'm tearing him down. You know what I mean? Like,
it's the same thing.
Universally, we accept that most people like animals. It's, you know, National Geographic Channel.
Right.
Survive.
Or at least indifferent to animals.
Yeah, just, I don't like, okay, all right.
Right. What do we secretly judge people for? Number 8, when the bathroom in someone's home is really gross.
Yeah.
I've been inside that
house. It's just like, whoa, man. I mean, look, there are a few acceptable little things here and there that maybe you miss, but like when the whole thing's a nightmare, you're like,
It shouldn't stink when nobody's been in there for an hour.
And it shouldn't stink like pee.
I had it.
Like, if it smells like poop, the assumption is that someone just took a dump within 10 to 15 minute window, right? When it smells like pee, it's like, dude, that pee, wherever it is, it's not in your toilet.
Remind me at the break, I have to tell you something. Go ahead, Miles.
Oh, no.
Just the one that just disgusted me the most. It was my place. I rented a place, and there was carpet in the bathroom.
Oh.
Now, there was nothing wrong with the bathroom, except that it had carpet in it.
That's not okay.
It had the stink all the time,
I mean,
right?
It was just, it was so
psychologically,
weird.
That's wrong.
It's so...
That's so wrong.
Weird. It was a shaggy carpet. It wasn't like a smaller carpet. It was a freaking...
I'm sorry. Dude, splash, man. Unless we're sitting down, we splash.
It had like that wet dog smell.
Of course it
did. You know
what
I mean? Like, the towels always started to stink early. It was just it was like this humidor of funk. You know what I mean?
You had a science experiment on your bathroom floor.
Right. It was just, God.
Things we secretly judge people for. Number 7, people who leave their shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot.
Yes. Or in the middle of the aisle when you're shopping.
Yes.
More so than that. Like, look, man, somebody might need to get by you. Just pull over to the side. I wasn't even conscious of, like, if I'm looking at something and you know the feeling. You're right in front of the ketchup that dude wants.
Yeah.
You can feel it. You can hear it. Even though he didn't say anything, you move over and you're like, dude, sorry, I'm in your way.
Right.
It's just a matter of being considerate. And one of the things, you know, no matter what your views of the world are, generally speaking, in a civilized society, we just agree on these unspoken things.
Sure.
Like, don't leave a shopping cart in the middle of the parking space.
Right.
And,
oh,
you know,
that's the worst.
Think about it. Places like Home Depot, a lot of grocery stores, they recognize that we're inherently lazy.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, you know, when I was a kid, like, you took the shopping cart back to the grocery store after the groceries.
Right.
Now they have like 4 different spots in the middle of the park.
Everywhere, yeah.
We know you can't be troubled to walk 15 feet, so how about 4? People are still like,
They still don't get it. Yeah, I can go off on that for a while. Things we secretly judge people for, number 6, people who gossip, especially since they're probably gossiping about you too. I love the people that gossip about things that they're guilty of.
What do you mean?
You ever have that person that sits there and just points out the flaws of somebody? That's her fourth donut today. And then you look at their lunch, and it's massive. You know, that sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. They're hypocritical with their gossip.
Yeah, we used to work with a person. I would not mention their name, but we were sitting in our office in the old building, and she was talking to two coworkers, and we can hear everything they're saying because it's directly outside of the office door. But she was complaining about people that smoke, myself included, said, you know, because when they smoke, they get like all these 5-minute breaks. Like once an hour, you take a 5-minute break. They sat there for 30 minutes just talking. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm back at work. What are you doing?
Right.
You don't smoke. You're just sitting there being ugly. I mean, that's all you're doing. You're
not talking about me.
Right.
Things we secretly judge people for. Number 5, how someone's kids behave or don't behave.
Yes.
Someone said it's annoying when parents act like their kids' temper tantrums are cute.
Well, you know, I think there's, look, I'm a parent, but there's a level. There's a level where you need to pay attention to what your kid's doing. They need to know right and wrong. They can't just run through the restaurant, do whatever they want. And sometimes it's like there's not even, it doesn't even seem like this is an issue, is the problem.
Right.
That's
they're not,
they're not
addressing anything.
Exactly. Show me some sort of an effort. I get it. Kids
are
going to be
kids. Table, and that's, you're right, exactly, but they still need to know some parameters.
Right.
That's all it is, man. You should be, my thought is this, like, you're right, kids are kids. They're going to be jackholes half the time. It's their nature. We were too. But you should have that one look you give them, and all of that evaporates in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I appreciate that. About, as far as being a parent, that is the one tool I like most. Like, you give them a little leeway.
My dad would unlock a new tone in his voice.
Yeah, you just give them the look.
Right.
And that stuff comes to an end.
You can always bring a coloring book and crayons. You know what your kids are like.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You can find a way to entertain them.
Doesn't take long to figure out their behavioral qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Things we judge people for. Number 4, oversharing on social media, like putting every tiny problem in your life on blast. Yeah,
I just call that social media.
There's a lot of people out there who just basically put their whole life out there.
From the moment
they woke up to the moment they go to bed, they got some kind of comment about something.
To them, it's like they're talking to their friends constantly.
Yeah, but the thing is, to be fair, as I get older, the one thing I recognize is like, look, if in your life social media has always been a part of it, you don't necessarily know any different.
Sure.
It's social media. Apparently, of course you share everything, you know? It's
Absolutely.
Not always a good idea. They'll figure it out. But like, for those of us old enough for your life pre-social media, there's just some things that like you don't want to tell
Absolutely.
Everybody that, man.
Things we secretly judge people for. Number 3, one of my favorites, when someone's rude to a waiter or any fast food worker.
Yep.
Guys, just don't. Every time you think about, no, don't. Don't get on that power trip.
Right.
I have known people that get on that power trip, and I don't care if you get anything for free in doing it. You are nothing but a jackass to everybody in that entire restaurant
and the people you're with. And no one else is going out with you.
No.
But you're done. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if that happens one time, I'm like, you know what, man? No.
Right.
No. If you ever wonder why I don't go to restaurants with you anymore, check your behavior inside of that restaurant.
And there's probably DNA in your food if you do it before you got
fat. And I don't want that. I don't want to have to be the guy that sits there and apologizes to the wait staff because you're a jackass.
I'll double tip on my coffee in the morning because I saw the person in front of me not tip.
Right. I
appreciate you doing that for me, man.
It's
been huge.
I'm good at that.
I hyped up the wait staff that some gal was being rude at. It was at a barbecue place. And she thought that, you know, I thought the food would be hot. It's a barbecue joint. They pre-cook the food and then they bring it out there, so it was too cold for her. And I looked back at him after they left and I said, man, I don't even know what she's talking about. The food's fantastic. Got a free dessert out of it.
Oh, nice.
Great spot.
Yeah, but see, here's what you don't know. Mike specifically hired that woman to pitch a bitch just so he can make the compliment to get a free dessert.
Works every time. Man. I'm sneaky. Number 2, people who use their speakerphone in public or play music out loud. I had a guy at a bus stop that was rapping out loud to his music at a bus stop.
I don't mind that as much.
I can deal with the music. Look, not everyone wants to hear it. It's a little bit rude. But on the other hand, man, sometimes when you're rocking out, you're rocking out.
Sure.
As far as your phone conversation goes, one, I don't want to hear it, but more than that, does the person on the other end of the line,
right,
do they know the 20 of us are listening to them talk about their itching testicles?
Speakerphone?
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
I got a few people I call like that. I'm always on speakerphone. I don't know it until I hear somebody in that go, hi, Miles! And like, oh, my God, how much that phone conversation
Exactly!
Oh, my God.
I'm assuming I'm talking to you.
Right, because I called your phone.
Right.
Not theirs.
And why is it always super personal conversations that they're having? Not like, hey, I'm at the grocery store. What kind of milk do we like to get?
Yeah,
this
right.
is like, my mom is dying and I just don't know what to do with my life at this point. It's like, goodness gracious.
I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. Like, hey, but just so you know, I'm in the car and there's a prostitute tied up in the back. So watch what you say.
Hey!
Yeah. I remember my wife called me once. I was in a bad mood. She's like, how's your day? So I started going through this expo, and then in the background, I hear my son, "Hi, Daddy." "Hey, bud. What's going on?
What's happening, little man?"
Yeah.
And this is the number one thing that we secretly judge people for. I am so guilty of this. When someone forgets your name or keeps using the wrong name, I try so hard to remember people's names, and I am terrible with remembering
That's
names.
That's the most judgy thing. Then all the crap I just said about the other nine doesn't matter because I am the worst person on that. If that is the thing that pisses people off the most, I am the worst person you're ever going to
suck,
meet.
Man.
My man.
Exactly.
What's all up, right, playboy?
Dude, I haven't seen you forever.
Dude.
Where you been?
It's always distractionary. What is up, sex machine?
Yeah. My brother, what's going on?
Just slaying it.
I've never slayed it.
Right. Yeah. I know.
But hey, anyway. You.
I still got seven girlfriends. How you doing?
Oh, man. The distraction bomb.
A man in New Hampshire was arrested for DUI, but he racked up a couple more charges.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to Dragon Time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.